Hey, it's Chad here at Worldwide Sax. I lined up 5 Autolink tenor mouthpieces for you today. I felt like doing this one. It sounded like a really fun set through time. First mouthpiece is a New York Masterlink. It was refaced to a 96 by Bob Carpenter, so this 1930s. Second mouthpiece is the New York 4-star model. It's now an 88 at the tip. Next is a Tone Master New York era. Now a 6-star after the reface to a 96. Then we have the New York Super Tone Master Double Band, refaced now to about a 6. It's got a CH on the side. Now the facing is at 94 on that. And I also have a second one, so a New York Super Tone Master Double Band was a 5, now a 6 double star, refaced to 97. These were all refaced by Bob Carpenter. They will all be played on a 2.5 Java reed. Let's start it out. Mouthpiece number 1, New York Masterlink model, now a 96. That was really cool. It even had the slide-on ligature. Here, the second mouthpiece, the New York 4-star model, has a Harrison substitute ligature, the H tip at 88. Here's mouthpiece number 3, the New York Tone Master, now refaced to a 6-star 96. Here's mouthpiece number 4, the New York Super Tone Master with a double band. Was a 4, now it's a 6, refaced to a tip size of 94. And no two mouthpieces are exactly alike. So here's this next mouthpiece, number 5 here. It's a New York Super Tone Master double band, like number 4 was, except for this one is now a 97 at the tip. Well, they're all pretty sweet, and everybody has a different embouchure and preference, and I could tell you before I started which one I already knew my embouchure liked. I did like one of the old guys too today. My favorite, because of my facing preference and style, is number 4 here in the mix, the New York Super Tone Master double band, that's the 94. The saxophone of choice today was a King Zephyr, serial number 308, with black root pads.